Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I had all these toys that I was buying for my nephew for his birthday, and I thought I could carry all of them without a cart, but I was, like, dropping them everywhere, so he let me borrow his cart.
Aww, how romantic. Love at the Target. Sounds like a Hallmark Channel movie. Okay, so I'm assuming he got your number somehow then so that you guys could stay in touch?
Actually, he offered to help put together this little mini shelf thing that I bought. So that's when we first sort of had like a date. He actually came over and he put it together for me.
Wow, I love this story. So things just kind of progressed from there.
Yeah, we went out to eat for a couple times and we went out for drinks a few times. But like... every time we would go out, it was never like, hey, I'll come pick you up. It was always, hey, let's meet there around 7 or whatever, something like that.
Well, and here's the other thing. It's not like he doesn't know where you live, right? He's already been over once.
Yeah, and that's not really a big deal to me. Like, it's like, you want to meet me there, that's fine. But, like, it's just there's been a couple times where we've gone out to eat and I'll say, like, let's go to this other place for drinks. And he's always like, I'd love to, but I have such an early day tomorrow, and it's like 9 o'clock. I'm like, what do you mean? It's like 9 p.m.
Right. I mean, that could be really early for some people. If somebody asked me to go for drinks at 9, I'd be like, well, first of all, I ought to be sleeping. But second of all, you know what time I have to get up every morning?
Yeah, and let me also add, he maybe works third shift or something.
True, yeah. Well, there's a couple other things that are bothering me. So this happened twice. I'd be going out with some friends somewhere and like he'll ask what I'm up to. So I tell him and then he shows up to hang out, but then he just like disappears for a minute, like to the bathroom or whatever. And then I get a text from him that says, hey, I had a really fun night tonight. Thanks for inviting me. And he's gone.
So he just takes off?
Yes, without even saying goodbye.
Okay, like, that is off. Weird. Yes.
Now, on the nights where he just suddenly disappears, is there a full moon out?
You think he's a werewolf or something?
I mean, you never know. Maybe he's starting to feel like the fur coming in, and he's like, oh, I gotta get out of here fast.
Have you been rewatching Twilight again? Is that where this is coming from?
I'm just saying, werewolves look like normal people until they morph.
Oh, right, okay. So, Alicia, you think he might be married?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I'm curious what you guys think.
When is the last time you saw him?
So, yesterday was my day off. We were supposed to go down to Rudy Inlet to rent jet skis because it was gorgeous outside.
Yeah, obviously. You're right. That was a great day for that. So what happened?
So, at first, he loves the idea. He says, meet me there.
Right.
And then, while I'm on my way down, he's like, I'm so sorry. I have to postpone. Like, I'm on my way down, and he's like, hope you understand.
So the canceling thing. Did he explain what it was that caused him to postpone?
No, he didn't.
Maybe it was his wife.
Or maybe werewolves can't ride jet skis.
Still with the werewolf thing? All right, so Alicia, you would like to know if this guy is married.
I guess, yes.
Okay,
yes.
We shall find out for you. Do you want to stay on the line with us while we call him?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yes.
Get his number for us. We'll call him when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Caleb, please?
This is Caleb.
Hey, Caleb, how's it going? I'm calling from the UPS Distribution Center. We actually have a package for you that needs to be signed for upon delivery. Is there a good time where we could bring this by and you might be able to sign for it or have somebody in your home sign for it?
What is it?
I'm not really sure, but usually if it's something that has to be signed for, it's probably alcohol. Sometimes people get a bottle of wine sent to them on their birthday, or sometimes it's one of those beer of the month club things. Could be that. Anyone can sign for it, though, as long as they live with you and they're over 21. So, like, for example, if you're married, then your wife can sign for it instead if you want.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not married, but
okay.
I mean,
do you have any roommates that live with you that are over 21 that can sign for it?
No, I actually live by myself.
Okay.
So.
All right, I got you.
But I'll be home tomorrow after 3. I mean, if we can, like, schedule it for you to come by then.
Yeah, that's fine. After 3 is great. Super.
Okay. What address do you have on file?
What's that?
What address do you have on the box?
I have your... It's your address.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. But what does the address say?
I don't have the... I don't have the box in front of me, so I would have to check. Can you hang on a sec?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Okay, sure. Hang on one second. Okay. So, Alicia, I'm probably just going to hang up on him if that's okay. But at least we know he's definitely not married. Does that make you feel better?
Oh, my gosh. I feel so much better. A lot better.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Thank you guys
okay.
so much.
So, at this point, all we're left with is Werewolf.
Yeah. It was, obviously.
I'm sorry, guys. Are you guys talking to me?
Sorry. Caleb, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so I am so sorry. I thought I put you on hold. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
Yeah, but wait, what was the whole, like, he's not married thing? Are you talking about me?
No. I thought I was on with a different customer. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can just tell him. He's going to figure this out anyway. So I'm so sorry. My friends, they basically thought you were married, so I asked them to help me check that out, if you were married or not.
You asked? Who to check? UPS?
No.
Caleb,
no.
This isn't UPS. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Holy crap, did we screw this up? Okay, so listen, right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Alicia called us because she really likes you, but her friends all thought you were secretly married.
No. Okay. No, I'm not married. I don't even... What makes them think that?
No, and I didn't think that. I did not think that. They did.
It's because all of the times that you seem to leave the party early and, like, you don't tell anybody. You just disappear.
Yeah, and all the times you guys go out, you decide to meet places. You, like, you never go pick her up.
I mean, are you serious right now?
Yes, I'm trying to figure you out. You're so mysterious. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, look, I'll clear up the whole, you know, mystery for you. I made a really stupid mistake about, like, a year ago, and my driver's license got revoked. So, honestly, I have no driver's license right now, and I can't get a new one until, you know, probably next year.
Okay. So your driver's license was revoked, not suspended?
Revoked, yeah.
So what did you do? I mean, can you tell us? Are you comfortable talking about it?
I mean, not really, not on the radio, but, you know, let's just say if you're ever in an accident, don't leave until the police have your info first, even really if it wasn't your fault or anything like that. Just don't leave.
Oh, okay, so thinking in my head now, though, that explains why you never pick Alicia up.
I mean, yeah, right now I'm Ubering everywhere, so that would be kind of...
Okay, so that's why you canceled the jet ski thing then? Like, you couldn't find an Uber in the middle of the day?
No, the jet ski... So I canceled the jet ski thing because you need a driver's license to rent a jet ski.
Oh.
So I called them and asked, and I said, look, I can't find my license. Is that a problem? And they were like, yeah, you need one to ride. So I failed.
This is not what I expected at all.
Me neither. I was convinced that you were a werewolf.
No, I'm not a werewolf. I'm actually pretty hairless.
So,
yeah.
So, Alicia,
okay.
Now that we know the mystery, would you be still, like, comfortable dating Caleb, like, if you had to go pick him up every time?
Hell yeah. I just couldn't figure out why you kept disappearing all the time. That's all.
Yeah, it's usually because my driver was waiting and I didn't want you to see me.
Oh my gosh.
Caleb, when do you get your driver's license back? You said maybe next year?
So it might be sooner than that. I don't know. I have another appeal coming up and, you know, I might have a probationary license after that, but, you know, we'll see. Okay.
Well, Alicia, mystery solved. No wife, no werewolf, no driver's license.
No problem. No problem.
There you go.